This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
There is no depth chart right now. If you want to play, you got to go earn it. If you want a role, you got to go earn it. They know that. I think all we did this weekend was we might have just turned up the notch just a couple of dials for certain people in the building. So that's a good thing. That's a healthy thing. That's where you bring out the best, not only in your team, but what I'm going to be curious to see is what guys look like when the ball's not in their hands on offense.
That's Ben Johnson talking about accountability, which I swear was a theme word of the Bears ever since October of last year. No better person to talk about it than Dan Wiederer. He is in for Marshall Harris today and Rahimi and Harris on The Score. And I wanted to originally talk to you about an article you just wrote, but what you said in the last conversation about the draft board got me thinking about how you and I perhaps listen to press conferences the same way. I just kept thinking to myself, when I heard Ben Johnson there, or when I heard even Matt Eberflus previously, or when I heard Ryan Poles, the continual discussion of accountability, especially when Ben Johnson was introduced.
Right.
I was like, who is he talking to?
Yeah.
I felt like a coach was specifically talking to one player on the team, or maybe two.
It's hard to say. I mean, there's certainly subtext, and you've got to kind of sift through it and see what happens. What I'm fascinated to see, and I actually asked Ben this in his introductory press conference, is what does accountability look like to you? Because that's, as you mentioned, since last October, it's been the buzzword inside of House Hall. We need more accountability. We need more accountability.
Is it in the room with you right now? Blink twice if you're in trouble.
And essentially, his answer was that, look, like, we have to establish very clear, defined standards. And when people fall short of that standards, there has to be consequence to that. And so that's where it is, right? Like that's the big word there. Consequence. What are the consequences when people fall short? We spent years of the Matt Eberflus era talking about the hits principle. Well, we're going to grade the effort on every single play of every single practice and every single game. Okay, cool. Really good in principle. But if there are no consequences to not or not strong enough consequences to not meeting the standard, then what good is it? And then we see that stuff play out in real time when your cornerback is not where he's supposed to be on a game-deciding play in a loss that ends up torpedoing your entire season, and it takes days to come to any sort of conclusion. And the conclusion was really kind of, it didn't feel full-hearted, right, in the way they handled Tyrique Stevenson after that play. And even, you know, weeks later, Tyrique Stevenson in an interview with Mark Potash still didn't seem to understand what exactly he did wrong responsibility-wise on the play. You know, not just the interactions with the fans, but understanding who he was supposed to be with on the play and why he was not supposed to go and jump and tip the ball that Kevin Byard was supposed to knock down into the hands. There has to be consequence for those things, right? Like, and so it goes offense, defense, special teams. You have to have coaches initially that establish the consequence. And then I think the goal of Ben Johnson and his staff is eventually to turn it over to veteran players to make sure that they have the voice and the resources needed to make sure that stuff doesn't happen. But that's going to be a huge conversation for the 2025 Bears. Now we need to see the action behind accountability.
Right. And what's funny is I feel like they feigned it at times. Chase Claypool's on the PUP list to start the season. Inexplicably, Jalen Johnson, who was out of an OTA for a legitimate reason, you know, the golf tournament, observing his childhood friend who had passed away. Yeah. That he's starting with the threes. Like there were, it's like, oh, the easy punishment was easy for you.
Right.
But once it came into how you're going to have to hurt your team because somebody's lack of focus hurt the team for the rest of the season, that's when it got out of control. And I don't think that there's any doubt that that 10-game losing streak was a part of all of that. Like, you wonder how one loss beat you twice, beat you thrice, beat you into seemingly infinity. Also, Robbie Triano just let me know, we have the question that you asked, Dan, about accountability to Ben Johnson. Let's listen for reference.
How do you define accountability under your watch?
Yeah, accountability is really, we're going to do what we say we're going to do, and we're going to be who we say we're going to be. And if we fall short of that standard, then there has to be consequences to that. That can look a number of different ways, but we are going to get to the point when we are winning here where our veteran players are going to take over the accountability portion of it. Until we get there, though, it's going to be on us as the coaching staff to outline what it should look like, what a Chicago Bear is going to look like, what that professional work ethic is going to look like.
There's a lot packed in there.
That's it. And I keep thinking about it, and I just keep wondering, I don't know that a head coach would say that about a cornerback. You know, I understand that was a terrible thing that happened. We talked about it for sure. Talk radio basically lit itself on fire because people couldn't wait to discuss it and continue to do so. But again, the relative scale of players of importance, who's number one?
Well, and he also talks about professional work ethic, which marries up with all that, right? And figuring out how those things kind of go hand in hand. By the way, just listening to that sound clip again, like I'm definitely in a honeymoon phase as a reporter with talking to Ben Johnson. I feel like every conversation you have with him is detailed. There's valuable insight and information that comes out of every exchange. I love that as a reporter. We've sat through so many years of the John Fox era, who, by the way, like, John was so much better after he was the Bears coach than he was while he was the Bears coach, of Eberflus. You hear all this hollow stuff. Like with Ben, like, you feel like you're getting places when you have these sessions with him, whether it's a huge press conference, whether it's a one-on-one at the owners meetings, wherever it is, you feel like you're learning and gaining valuable insight into his vision and his approach. I think this is going to be fun here for a lot of people in Chicago to kind of have this refreshing, open book, insightful way of learning about the football team that they follow so closely.
I love the analytical brain that he has when it comes to just thinking through every step.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that shows.
It's intense.
I feel like the mathematical way he sees a field is the same. You know, it's geometry for him. It's angles. It's how you're using the whole field, that type of deal. That makes sense to me as a play caller and as a head coach. I also want to ask you this, though, because I remember when I got here and Matt Nagy took over for John Fox, mm-hmm. I remember being happy about the transparency at the time.
Sure.
I remember feeling like it was a breath of fresh air in a way.
Sure.
But the other piece of this that I think we probably discredit, thanks in part to an article you wrote, was how betrayed John Fox was by Ryan Pace at the end.
At the end. I mean, it was before they started their final season together, right?
Right.
Like, the trust had been permanently fractured, and you're like, it's one of those moments where you're like, man, like, that's how you become an organization that goes a quarter century without any sort of sustained success, because you're just broken in too many meaningful ways too often, and there's not enough guardrails or checks and balances or things to keep that in line, you know. And so for them to basically go into the 2017 season with a head coach and a general manager that didn't want to work with one another anymore, it's jarring, right? Like, and you have to live that through the entire rookie season of a quarterback you traded up to draft at number two
secretly.
So avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
When we talk about whose draft it is, 100% you know that was Ryan Pace.
Yes, we do know that. We do know that one for sure.
But yeah. I do remember that time where we were appreciative of what Matt Nagy was talking about.
And the other thing we were appreciative of is that Matt Nagy won 12 football games and the city was electric and it was alive and it was like, oh yeah. You know, like Manley talks about this all the time, about being a young player and being told by some of the veterans, I think Big Cat Williams being one of them, of like, just wait till we win here. Like, you have no idea what Chicago is like when the Bears are winning. Modern day, I think all the time about Cole and Jalen. These guys came in 2020. They haven't experienced any sort of meaningful success during their Bears career. It's very realistic to say that both of them are at least halfway done with their NFL careers, right? Like, they're 5 years in already, and you can hear every grain of sand in their hourglass dropping through. You know how badly they want to win here. And so it's like, those are the guys that I hope really feel the urgency and convey the urgency in this new program as some of the veteran leaders that are like, guys, like, we're tired of being told to wait around. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. And then it's not coming. We're just rebooting once again at quarterback or GM or coach or whatever it may be. Like, those guys have lived it now, right? Like, and like, when you think of that through professional livelihood, like, oh God, did I just experience half of my career, particularly a guy like Cole who grew up here, right? And
right.
You know how much it means to him. I hope those guys are able to take some enforcement of this football team going forward.
Dude, I will never forget last season. It was Jason Leisure's article and the quotes from Kyler Gordon and how sad they were. They were legitimately sad, where he's talking about how he's in the best physical time of his career and he's unfortunately watching it go away because he's playing on a team that doesn't know how to win. And he wasn't that indictment centered about it. That's my paraphrasing.
Sure.
The way he said it was much more, I think, understanding and passive. There was not an accusatory tone, but just sad.
Like, this sucks, right? Like, that's the overtone. I was like, this sucks. Like, I'm wasting a year of my professional prime for a team that can't get itself right.
And I'm very player-centric. You know, I am. I listen to players. I feel like they tell you more in what they don't say, they'll tell you more. Like, that's why I feel like windows are dictated by players. They're not dictated by executives. They're not dictated by coaches. That's how I feel. Those are the ones on the field. That's it for me. So when I hear players talk like that, it resonates so much, because I do wonder if the real benefit in getting guys like Joe Tooney on this team isn't just for what you're going to see on the line. It's to help people when they say things like that.
Right. And it's to, you know, set an example every single day and be the one that is the guy that people want to follow.
Well, and also to prevent the slumps from happening that are so long, to prevent a 10-game losing streak. Somebody's got to be like, hey, man, I won games. Settle down. This is not that bad. And I'm not saying that people are blowing things out of proportion, but somebody to say, nah, we can stop this. Here's how. Or like,
Right. Just
have that mentality, because it does matter in a locker room to a football season.
Look,
it sometimes is about emotion rather than X's and O's.
It's oftentimes about emotion rather than X's and O's. And so, like, I mean, obviously the X's and O's are going to supersede things, but you have to be able to manage that week, right? Like, and where are we now psychologically? You came out of Washington. You knew that team was really, really crushed by what happened there. You went to Arizona, and that game got away from you. the next week that there was that home game against New England, and it was the ultimate get right game against an opponent with a rookie quarterback that wasn't very good, and you got him on your home turf, and if you just play a mediocre to above average brand of football, you walk out of there with a win and everything settles down.
And a coach in turmoil, by the way. So right. You know, look in the mirror a little bit there.
Right. And they never had a chance in that game, right? Yeah. Like, and that was the one where you're just like, oh boy. And I think that was Shane's last game, if I'm not mistaken.
Waldron's.
And then there you go. There's the spiral. I mean, man, it's hard to relive that spiral when you go back through that period. I mean, when you go between, again, Halloween and New Year's Day without winning a single football game, like, no one can take that.
It was also just the little things, though, and it will be about this for me a lot of ways on the football field. It will be about how successful your first drive is.
Sure.
Because after Shane Waldron left the building, it still wasn't successful. And that will indicate, you know, what's your preparation like during the week? You know, these are the details where you find out who your team is. You know, we talked about the Cubs a little bit earlier and their success in first games of the season. And we got a break because Ian Happ's coming up, actually, right, guys? So I want to ask him about that meeting, for example, the preparation that they have. You know, no better person to ask than an athlete next. We got real deep in the weeds there. But that's
I love
what,
it.
That's what you get to do when you have a game to talk about for the Bears.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series. where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.